Hello and good morning. You're listening to Money Control's Market Minutes. And here are the top things to know before the market opens. A day after the Nifty witnessed a volatile session on the final day of its monthly expiry, the GIFT Nifty trends are indicating a quiet start for the Indian markets. Yesterday, we saw that the Nifty held above that 24,800 level, which was led by the ID stocks. It ultimately ended the session in the green, gaining by about 81 points to settle at 24,834. The rebound in the sentiment was supported by positive global cues, particularly after the US federal court struck down President Donald Trump's blanket tariffs on imports from US trading partners. Even in the broader markets, mid-cap and small-cap indices continued their outperformance. On the sectoral front, barring the Nifty FMCG and PSU banks, all of the other sectors ended in the green. As we head for today's trading session, experts believe that in the upcoming session, the 24,700 is expected to be crucial as a support for Nifty, as a break below this level could drag the index down toward 24,450. However, sustaining above it could take the index towards 25,000 mark. Now let's take a look at the key stocks that will be buzzing in today's trading session. First up are the shares of Cipla, as the company's UK arm have incorporated a wholly owned subsidiary, Ciplarna, in Germany. Secondly, shares of Wipro will be in focus as the company has unveiled its global Wipro Innovation Network to accelerate co-innovation with clients. Thirdly, shares of Yes Bank will be in focus as the bank is set to consider fundraising on June 3rd. The next, Rail Vikas Nigam shares will be in focus as the company signed MOU with Texmeco Rail to establish a framework for collaboration in the railway sector. Some of the earnings reaction will be also in focus as stock-specific reaction continues. First up are the shares of Bajaj Auto. Yesterday, we saw that the company has reported revenue of about 6% on a year-on-year basis in the March quarter, while net profit was up about 6% on a year-on-year basis. Operationally, too, the company has reported good numbers with about EBITDA up about 6% on a year-on-year basis, and margins have seen mild expansion, which is 20.2% in the March quarter. Second, Suzlon Energy shares will be in focus as the company reported strong Q4 performance with revenue up about 73% on a year-on-year basis and net profit surged more than fourfold on a year-on-year basis. Coming to some of the global cues, let's take a look at how they fare. Overnight, all the three benchmarks on the Wall Street rose, even as gains were curtailed by caution around the court's rulings on Trump's reciprocal tariffs. The S&P 500 moved up, thanks to the strong moves in chip maker Nvidia. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq Composite advanced by 0.3% and Dow Jones added more than 100 points. Asia-Pacific markets, however, fell this morning with slowing US economy and inflation fears and uncertainties from the judicial developments surrounding US President's reciprocal tariffs weighing on the investor sentiment. We saw that the Japan's Nikkei 225 declined by 1%. And South Korea's Kospi also dropped by 0.4%. Coming to the commodities market, oil prices fell, retreating from its earlier gains after the IEA's director warned of weaker demand in China, while the market also watched for a potential new US sanctions curbing Russian crude flows and OPEC's decision on hiking output in July. The Brent crude futures dropped but stood steady at $64 per barrel. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Siddharth Khemkar of Motilal Oswal talking about the shares of IndusInd Bank and the developments that surrounding it. Do listen in.
I think companies like this, where they have a lot of credibility issues, valuations will become attractive, but at what cost is the question. So we clearly remain very cautious on IndusInd. We have a neutral rating and we believe that there is still no clarity in terms of how things will pan out. Q4 was a very bad quarter. There were several accounting lapses and resulting in a negative ROA. The bank has recognized the full impact of these issues in the quarter itself, so leading to an impact of almost 4,600 crores on PBT. They are also looking at a sharp decline in the advances as it restructures or reduces its corporate lending, where a bulk of these issues are there. and the ongoing corporate governance issues that just keeps coming by. So the latest news of the insider trading from some of these key management leaders, I think that is also a big negative. So what we have done, we have cut our estimates by almost 45% for the current financial year FY26. So that's a big negative. So while stock prices have come down, I think it will take time for the bank to build credibility. They need a new CEO, a new management takeover, and with the new management, whenever that name announcement comes, I think they will take 2-3 quarters to do the cleanup, to find out if there are any more cockroaches inside the kitchen. And once that cleanup happens, I think that's when things will start looking up. So for the next 1 year, I feel that this stock could remain under pressure. Yes, stock price has come down, but I think it's better to avoid investing at this juncture.
With that, we have come to an end of this edition of Money Controls Market Minutes. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place. Do stay tuned to us.